Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Back to Capitol Hill as we round up the week in news here. And of course, there's still a stalemate between conservatives as well as just about every Democrat and still many Republicans, at least in the U.S. Senate, over what ought to be the proper package to bail out the nation's beleaguered financial industries. One of the ideas put forward by Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Democrat of Nevada, is that if the government actually succeeds in bringing back more money than it invests in this program, that money should go to community organizations like Acorn rather than back to the taxpayers. Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, has some problems with that on more than one front.
And this deal that's on the table now is not a very good deal. 20% of the money that should go to retired debt that will be created to solve this problem winds up in a housing organization called Acorn that is an absolute ill-run enterprise. And I can't believe we would take money away from debt retirement to put it in a housing program that doesn't work.
Acorn, which stands for the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, is an organization that's been accused of, quote, corruption and voter fraud for years. We'll talk more about Acorn and its real role in inner city politics a little bit later in this edition when we're joined by a longtime conservative activist, Richard Viguerie. Elsewhere during this debate, the situation between House Republicans and the rest of Congress is dicey at best. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is accusing the House Republicans of not negotiating in good faith and not even bringing and offering adequate representation at the negotiations. Republican House Leader John Boehner says that's ludicrous.
There's nothing that was put on the table yesterday that Speaker Pelosi didn't already know about, nor Treasury Secretary or the President. And I don't know what games were being played at the White House yesterday, ganging up on Boehner, but they thought they were rolling me. They were kidding themselves.
Boehner says there's one major point of contention between the two sides.
We need to act quickly and protect the American taxpayer first and foremost. That's what this fight's been about, trying to make sure that we do the right thing for our country while protecting people's taxes. We will not agree to a bill that sells taxpayers out to bail out Wall Street.
Just a moment ago, you heard Boehner accuse Democrats of ganging up on him during the White House conference that featured John McCain and Barack Obama. According to sources inside that meeting, Democratic leaders such as Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid deferred to Obama as the official spokesman for the group, and one of his initial actions was to simply blast House Republicans for failing to come on to the deal, which was basically agreed to by Republicans and Democrats on the Senate Banking Committee. Boehner says his conference is not ready to budge on what he basically sees as a big government giveaway, which will only invite more corporate welfare down the road. He says free market principles must prevail here. His understudy, House Whip Congressman Roy Blunt of Missouri, says that Democrats have the control over this legislation, and it's unclear in his opinion if those on the left are really willing to work with Republicans.
Clearly, the Democrats have a majority in both houses of the Congress. If they want to do this by themselves, they can do this by themselves any minute they want to. If they want to do this with us, we're prepared to have that negotiation.
One of the biggest pieces of news late on Friday morning was that Senator John McCain did believe enough substantial progress had happened, at least on his own Republican side of the aisle, to leave Washington for a number of hours in order to take part in the first presidential debate of this year's presidential election cycle. He'll be meeting Barack Obama in Oxford, Mississippi, on the campus of the University of Mississippi, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern time tonight. Both candidates are already there. Senator Obama, on the way to the debate, said he was fine with leaving Washington as well, saying that there's no need to inject presidential politics into this issue.
My strong sense is that the best thing that I can do, rather than to inject presidential politics into some delicate negotiations, is to go down to Mississippi and explain to the American people what is going on and my vision for leading the country over the next 4 years.
While apparently upset at the White House meeting that House Republicans weren't getting on board the legislation, Obama publicly says he's confident things will get done soon because he says the markets are reacting relatively well.
I am optimistic that we can get something done. I think that there is real progress being made this morning and last night. I think it's important that the markets seem to be staying relatively calm at this point.
Again, the debate begins Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time at the University of Mississippi. The moderator is Jim Lehrer, who is the moderator of PBS's NewsHour. And, of course, the main focus is supposed to be foreign policy, but just how much the current economic crisis is sprinkled into this debate, we'll have to wait and see until the event actually unfolds. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll have some much-needed end-of-the-week fun with the Capitol Steps, who will be poking fun at the economy. We'll also hear from conservative activist Richard Viguerie about why he believes House Republicans are doing heroic work in standing their ground on the bailout bill. But up next, previewing the debate with former longtime USA Today White House correspondent Richard Benedetto. Stay with us.